朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
神既然设立这个聚会在这里
Since God has established this worship among us,
到底我们的方向和目标是什么？
What is it that our goal should be and our direction should be?
不可否认的，除了传福音以外，没有另外任何一个目标可以成为一个聚会的目标。
Undoubtedly, other than spreading the gospel, there cannot be another goal.
我深深地相信，如果今天要在这个地上设立任何神的工作，绝对不能与传福音分开。
I deeply believe that in order for us to do the Lord's work, it cannot be separated from spreading the gospel.
这是一个很重要，也是很应该在这里讲的题目。
This is a very important topic that we should be talking about here.
神设立这个聚会，到底他要我们做什么样的见证？
The Lord has established this gathering.What kind of witness would he want us to give?
这是最近这些日子来在我心里面很重的负担。
In the past days, it has been a very heavy burden in my heart.
什么样让我们在主的面前有一个聚会而有合一相爱的见证？
How can we have a gathering and have a witness of unity and love?
我们刚才提到方向，我们刚才提到见证，还有到底如果神设立这个聚会，到底我们的策略是什么？
We've mentioned direction, we have mentioned witness, but when the Lord asks us to have this gathering, what should our strategy be?
所以刚才提的都是这些日子在我祷告的里面一直反复出现在我脑海里面的一些重点。
So in these days, as I was praying, these ideas were in my head.
差不多一个礼拜以前，我还在整理、在祷告、在寻求的时候。
Approximately a week ago, I was still...struggling with all these ideas in my head.
我就想到今天早上是我们教会历史里面很重要的一天，英语崇拜第一次开始。
I realized that this morning, which is the first meeting of this English worship, it is a very important occasion.
就使我想到在1959年我第一次在主日崇拜讲到的那件事情。
And I recollect that in 1959, my very first Sunday.Sermon.
那个时候我还在大学里面念书。
At that time, I was still a college student.
我们教会每一年有一次的青年主日，跟我们教会一样。
Just like our church at that time, the church at that time had a youth worship every Sunday.
那是在28年之前。
And that is some 28 years ago.
第一次我在读书，在大学念书的时候，我们的牧师说。不是李牧师，李弟兄，我们在某月某日，你要在我们青年主日里面负责讲台。
And at that time, the pastor told me, Brother Lee, on such and so a day, I'd like you to go up to the pulpit and give a message to the youth.
那一次对我来讲实在是很大的压力，因为是第一次讲到，害怕的不得了。
And at that time, it was a great pressure for me because it would be my first time and I was very scared.
但是感谢主，我印象非常的深刻，那一次是一个非常蒙福的一次的聚会。
But thanks be to the Lord, I remember deeply that at that particular occasion was a very great blessing for me.
讲到的内容我忘记了，但是讲到的题目我非常记得。
The detailed content of that sermon I could not remember, but I remember very clearly the title of that sermon.
那题目就是摸着耶稣。
And the title was Touching Jesus.
因为从我第一次开始操练讲道。
From the very first time that I practiced to give the sermon,
我就有一个很强烈很深的负担。
I have a very strong and deep burden.
当我们看见许多人来到耶稣面前的时候，
As I see many people come before the Lord Jesus,
到底在这一群人当中有多少人是真正与耶稣发生密切关系的？
How many of those would actually have a deep relationship with the Lord?
上个礼拜我们在夏令会的主日听黄春旺牧师讲道。
last Sunday, on the Sunday service, we were listening to Pastor Wong give us a message.
他从使徒行传里面归纳到底教会增长有一些什么样的原则。
He was sharing with us from the Acts about how, what are the conditions for a church to grow.
当他在讲到的时候
But as he was speaking,
我看到他所引用的那些经文
I saw the verses that he was quoting.
我发现在使徒行传里面每一次提到教会量的增长一定跟值有关系。
I remember that every time he mentioned that as the numbers in the church increase, it always has to do with
quality.
Oh, it always has to do with quality.
不只是在 quantity, 在量上面，而且每一次一提到量的时候，我们就看见在值上面的配合，看见起初教会的增长是双管齐下，两方面都注意到。
So every time we saw the growth in the church in numbers, in quantity, we also saw the parallel growth in quality. It is a dual growth.
那天我坐在下面，我心里面有一个很迫切的祷告，我求主把值和量这两方面的增长。加添在我们的教会当中。
So that morning, I remember I prayed that the Lord will increase us in both quantity and quality.
刚才李卓明牧师带我们读的那段经文，马可福音第五章25节到34节，在那段经文里面提醒我们，我们怎么样在量的增加里面不忽略值这一方面的加强。
So earlier when Reverend Ray shared with us from read together with us from Mark.Chapter 5, 20, verse 25 through 34, we saw the importance of the growth in quality.
求主帮助我们，让我们在这样的一个应与崇拜，看见神把真正摸着耶稣的信徒加添在我们的中间。
May the Lord help us that as we start this English worship, that He will add to us people who could really touch Jesus.
让我们再翻回到马可福音第五章，请各位翻到马可福音第五章，刚才我们读过的25节到34节。
Let us now all turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. We've read it earlier.
在我们今天用这段圣经来提到摸着耶稣这个主题的时候，我们不能不看24节最后一句话。
And as we use this passage to talk about the theme of touching Jesus, we cannot miss verse 24, the verse just before that passage.
24节告诉我们说，耶稣跟他们同去的时候，有许多的人跟随拥挤耶稣。
Verse 24 tells us that there was a large crowd which followed and pressed against Jesus.
在那样一种情形之下，许许多多人在热闹，在凑热闹，在看热闹，在拥挤包围着耶稣的时候，发生了今天我们所看的这一段的故事。
And it is in that situation where there were a lot of people just crowding around Jesus and pressing against him that we saw this story this morning.
今天早上，我想跟弟兄姊妹分享两部分。
I'd like to share with you this morning two aspects.
到底摸着耶稣的条件是什么？
First, what is the requirement? What is the condition for touching Jesus?
我们怎么样能够真正碰到主耶稣？
How can we actually be able to touch Jesus?
第二，我们看见摸着耶稣带出来什么样的见证和结果？
Secondly, we would like to look at what are the effects and results of having touched Jesus.
真是求主帮助我们在座每一位弟兄姊妹，每一次我们来到主的面前，我们有一颗心说，主啊。让我们在这个聚会里面与你之间真正发生关联。
May the Lord help us that every time as we come before Him, we would pray that He would truly help us to have a close and deep relationship with Him.
不是只参加一个聚会而已。
It is not just that we are coming to a gathering.
很多时候我们发现我们做基督徒做久了以后已经变成非常的 routine， 我们就是一天复这个日复一日，我们做同样的事情。
Sometimes after we've become Christians for a long time, we feel that everything is very routine, day after day, the same thing.
做礼拜也是一样，一周又一周，一个礼拜又一个礼拜。我们虽然来到礼拜堂，但是我们根本没有真正跟这位生命的主发生一个密切的关系。
And it is so also with Sunday service. Week after week we come, but we do not actually have a deep relationship with the Lord of life.
到底我们要怎么样来到主的面前，真正能够摸到他？
How should we come before Him to really be able to touch Him?
然后我们也在主面前看另外一部分，到底我们摸着耶稣以后会带出什么样的结果来？
And then we should before Him look at what would happen to us What are the effects and results that will be in us after we have touched Him?
我们从这段圣经，我们来看第一部分，到底摸着耶稣的条件是什么？
Let us first look at this passage to see what the conditions are for us to be able to touch Him.
这条件是两方面。
There are two parts to that condition.
我们说 touching Jesus, 从这个英文的两个字来看，我们看见这个摸着耶稣的两个条件就在这两个字上面。
And actually, the two conditions are precisely in the two words, touching Jesus.
当我们要摸一样东西的时候，
When we want to touch something,
那个东西要存在。
That thing has to exist first.
我今天要摸 Dick。
I'd like to touch Dick this morning.
但是 Dick 一定要在这里。
He better be here.
我今天不可能摸一个不在这里的 Dick.
I could not touch a Dick who is not here this morning.
这是常识，我们都知道。
That's common sense, we all know.
但是很多时候我们来到主耶稣基督的面前，我们来到圣殿里面，我们来敬拜神的时候，我们不确定主耶稣在不在我们中间。
But however, sometimes when we come before the Lord to worship Him, we are not sure whether He is among us or not.
当我们 reach out and touch someone 的时候，当我们要碰一个人的时候，那个人必须要在这里。
When we reach out to someTouch someone, that someone has to be really there.
有的时候不是这样的情形。
Sometimes that is not so.
我在大学的时候很喜欢念哲学。
In college, I like to study philosophy.
有一次我看到有一本书讲到哲学的定义。
And I saw an interesting definition in a book about of philosophy.
哲学的定义是什么呢？
What is the definition of philosophy?
他说就是在一个漆黑的房间里面。
In a pitch black room,
你要去找一个黑色的猫。
You have to look for a black cat.
但是那个猫根本不存在在那个房间里面。
However, the cat actually does not exist in that room.
这是一个对哲学的定义，一个非常讽刺性的一个定义。
This is a very sarcastic definition of philosophy.
但是当我准备这篇信息的时候，我就想到今天在教会里面也有这一种讽刺性的现象存在。
And yet, as I was preparing this message for today, I recognized that this phenomenon, this sarcastic phenomenon also happens in our church.
我们要敬拜主。
We want to worship the Lord.
我们要摸着主。
We want to touch the Lord.
但是摸着主第一个条件，主在不在我们中间。
But the first condition is the Lord with us?
你说难道在教会里面还没有主的同在，那还叫什么教会呢？
And you will ask, how can it be a church if the Lord is not even here?
我们在圣经里面看见这种例子。
In the Bible, we have seen examples like that.
在小亚细亚有七间不同的教会。
In Asia Minor, there are seven churches.
在这七个教会里面，有一个教会在老底加。
And of the seven churches, there's one church in Laodicea.
那个教会，圣经说叫做老底加的教会。
And the Bible tells us this is the Church of Laodicea.
那么那个教会呢，是耶稣称呼他为教会的一个教会。
And that's also a church that the Lord called a church.
但是那个教会有许多的问题。
But that church had a lot of problems.
从表面上我们看到它的问题是什么呢？
Even on the surface, we could see a lot of problems.
不冷不热。
They were neither hot or cold. They were lukewarm.
他们有属灵的贫穷。
They were really poor spiritually.
而且他们以为眼睛看见，其实是属灵的瞎眼。
They thought they could see, but spiritually they were actually blind.
这些问题都很严重。
These were all very serious problems.
不冷不热是很严重的事情。
Lukewarmness is a very serious problem.
今天在教会里面，我们看到很多这样的人。
Today in our church, we see a lot of people like that.
我有的时候就完全看不到他。
Sometimes we don't even see them.
我突然他热得不得了。
And all of a sudden, they become really hot.
热了一段时间以后，觉得无聊了，他又冷下来了。
After a while, they got bored and they become cold again.
所以有的时候在教会里面看不到他。
Sometimes we won't see them anymore.
有的时候在教会里面一天到晚看到他。
And sometimes we see them from morning to night.
这种不冷不热的现象，不只是老底家的教会是如此，今天在我们中间也是如此。
This sometimes hot and sometimes cold is not only happened in the Church of Laodicea, it also happens in the church today.
物质很丰富，属灵很贫穷。
Materially very wealthy, spiritually very poor.
而且完全失去了属灵的意象和眼光。
And yet totally void of spiritual vision and perspective.
我们所看见的就是眼前。
We see it before our eyes.
我们所看见的就是周围的。
All we see is what is before us and what is around us.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会我的意思，眼前和周围都是很重要。
Brothers and sisters, don't misunderstand me. What's before me and what's around me, what's around us are all very important.
但是老底嘉教会没有看见那远大的一个意象。
But the church in Laodicea did not see the broader vision.
但是弟兄姊妹，老底嘉教会的问题，真正的问题还不是在刚才所说的那些我们已经觉得很严重的问题上。
And yet the problems that we just talked about were not even the most serious problems of that church.
老底嘉教会最严重的问题是什么？
What is the most serious problem of the Church of Laodicea?
我们每一次读到启示录第三章的时候，
And every time as we read Revelation chapter 3,
我们用二十节拿来做传福音的经文。
We often use verse 20, as a verse for evangelism.
但是那一节圣经却把老底嘉教会最严重的问题把它讲出来。
And yet this verse reveals the most serious problem of the Church of Laodicea.
在启示录三章二十节，主耶稣说：“看哪、啊，看哪、啊！每一次圣经里面一讲‘看哪’的时候，就是要我们注意。”
And in verse 20, the Lord says, "Here I am." And every time this phrase is used, it means pay attention.
或者说 "Behold, 看哪、啊"，就是说，请你注意一件事情。耶稣说：“我在门外叩门。”
In sometimes it's also used "Behold," and Jesus says, "Behold, I am knocking on outside."
耶稣在教会的门外叩门。
Jesus is standing outside the door of the church knocking.
弟兄姊妹，这是最严重的一个问题。
My brothers and sisters, this is a very serious problem.
我们可以不冷不热。
We could be lukewarm.
我们也许属灵的贫穷。
Maybe we are very, very lacking spiritually.
我们没有属灵的看见。
We don't have any spiritual vision.
我们求主怜悯我们。
We ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
但是更重要的一件事情，主在不在我们中间。
But more importantly, is the Lord in our midst.
当我要摸着的鱼的时候，的鱼必须存在在这里。
As I want to touch Pastor Ray, he has to be here.
除非他在这里，要不然我摸不到他。
Unless he is here, I cannot touch Reverend Lee.
Thank you.
对不起。
到底主在不在我们中间？
Truly is the Lord among us.
摸着耶稣第一个条件就是主的同在。
The first condition for touching Jesus is that the Lord has to be with us.
第二个条件是什么呢？
What is the second condition?
你要伸出手来去 touch.
You have to reach out your hand to touch.
要有一个非常单纯的一个信心。
You have to have a simple faith.
今天我们在北美洲的华人。
Today, in the Chinese in North America,
我觉得我们实在是得天独厚。
We feel that we are really very lucky.
神实在给我们许多的恩典。
The Lord gives us many blessings.
但是在神给许多恩典的里面，我们今天面临一个很大的挑战和危机。
But of all the blessings that we have, we face a big challenge and crisis.
我们不够单纯。
We are not simple enough.
我们在世界上有许多宝贝的经历。
In this world, we have many precious experiences.
我们在社会有许多宝贝的体验。
In society, we have many precious experiences too.
很多时候，我们把这些复杂带到我们的信仰的范围里面。
And sometimes we bring all this complexity into our faith.
当这个女人摸耶稣的时候
，When that sick woman touched Jesus,
耶稣知道。有能力从身上出去。
The Lord knew that power had left him.
耶稣回过头来问这些群众，到底谁摸了我？
He turned around and asked the crowd, "Who is it that touched me?"
请注意这些门徒怎么说。
Notice how the disciples answered.
这些门徒用他们受过训练的很合逻辑的理性来看这件事情。
The disciples were using their well-trained and logical sense to answer that question.
主啊，你知道那么多人拥挤你，你怎么说那么幼稚的话呢
？Lord, what kind of a question is that? Don't you see all these people crowding around you?
每一个人坐在这边挤住你，你还问说谁摸你吗
？All these people pressing against you, and yet you asked who touched you.
但是耶稣基督所看见的就是这个女人那个单纯的信心的一个行动。
But what the Lord saw was the simple act of faith of that woman.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将《 活在耶稣里事工网站的网址，告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。